I'm Carl De Silva and you're listening to Ravens Weekly.
You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 7 of Ravens Weekly, the official Bromley FC podcast. As ever, I'm joined by Matt.
Hello.
And James.
Hello.
Thank you very much for joining me as always, guys. Who would have thought it, eh? 7 weeks, 7 episodes.
Yay.
Happy days. Seven. Right, coming up on this week's episode.
We review our away trip to Aldershot Town.
We catch up with Neil Smith after that game.
We look back over the community and academy aspects of our week.
We speak to Adam Mechie on his recent recovery.
We also speak to Roger Johnson.
We look ahead to the Salford match.
And we give a shout out to Dave Roberts and his new book.
Brilliant. Fortunately, I suppose we've better start with a football. And that came courtesy of Aldershot Town away last weekend. Matt and James, you guys were on hand to give us a lowdown.
We'll run through the Bromley lineup. So they start with Gregory in goal, Marc-Anthony Okoye, Roger Johnson, who is captain this afternoon once again, Jake Goodman, Sam Wood, Jordan Higgs, Frankie Raymond, John Goddard, Reese Meekins, Junior Agedie-Azukwe, and George Porter. Substitutes, Toby Adebayo-Rowling, Dan Johnson, Bobby Joe Taylor, making his return to the team, Carl De Silva, and also Adam Mechie. So Matt, good lineup. What's your thoughts ahead of that one?
Yeah, it's obviously missing Omar and a couple of others as well. Credit to Omar, been on international duty, and as you pointed out to us earlier in the week, on the night scored his side's decisive goal in that 1-0 victory over Jordan, I think it was, wasn't it? Absolutely brilliant for him, and he'll hopefully come back here full of confidence. We miss him today. It's a strong lineup. I'm pleased to see Reese Meekins back in the mix. We've got obviously Sam Wood, who's come in and really done a job recently. Junior has scored goals and will hopefully get another few. And Charles Porter has worked really hard recently. So yeah, good side. Looking forward to seeing more of John Goddard as well.
We're just about to get started for commentary. I'm sure you'll get the highlights of that after this.
And we are just about to get the game underway. So it'll be us taking the centre, and it's John Goddard getting things underway here at the Ebb Stadium. The hosts on top so far. Bromley again playing on the counter as Porter tries to intercept a crossfield pass and doesn't get there. Cross comes into the box, looking for... Heads in, and it has been coming. Just like we said a minute ago, they're pinging balls left and right to Rendell, and he's won his header. He's not been picked up. And it's Aldershot 1, Bromley 0. Junior today, here's Reese Meekins. Meekins drifting in field. He's looking to shape up for a shot. He doesn't. He plays it to Adebayo-Rowling. He could get in across here. He's got Porter in support. Here's Adebayo-Rowling. Gets across into the box and it's tipped over. And it's in! It's a goal for Bromley. Junior Agedie-Azukwe equalises. I've got no idea what happened there. Fantastic cross from Toby, who I must say has come on, despite looking nervous in the first few minutes, has put in another peach of a cross. Not quite sure. I think the goalkeeper leg got a hand on it, pushed it onto the bar maybe, and it's fallen for Agedie-Azukwe at the far post, who smashed it into the roof of the net. And Bromley deservedly back in it. As Bromley now with an opportunity for another long throw from George Porter this time. And again, Roger Johnson, that outlet at the near post, is no longer on the pitch. It looks like it'll be Goodman to try and cause some havoc as the one at the near post. It's in towards Goodman. It's flicked on, and that's an own goal. It's in, and Bromley are ahead. And that is very unfortunate for Aldershot. You can't say Bromley haven't deserved it, though. And it's come in fortuitous fashion, that. It's an own goal, 100%. Goodman flicking it across goal, beating three Aldershot men to the ball to flick it back. And it's gone in. I think it might be Leyland. I'm not sure. It's gone in off his thigh by the looks of it. And it's 2-1 to Bromley here in additional time at the end of the first half. Bromley went 1-0 down early on. Scott Rendell, free header, really. Should have been dealt with. And then pulled it back. A goal from Junior Agedie-Azukwe. And then an injury time own goal from, it looks like, Fowler. Okay, Bromley, the lead at the break. Still plenty of work to be done, though, and still a long time to go. A long time for Aldershot to get themselves back in this, and it's easily dealt with by Aldershot, who looks to counter-attack, and it's Berkeley Agupong again, who plays it out to Holman. Holman goes to Kinsella. It's back down towards Holman, and Mark Anthony misjudges it there, and he's fallen on the floor here. Dan Holman. That is a phenomenal finish. But Mark Anthony there slipping at the vital moment. And that is a really good goal. And perspective, Aldershot have been given a free kick here on the edge of the box. And this is a really dangerous position. We all know James Rowe got a very good shot on him. We don't know which one of them it'll be yet. Nervy moments here for Bromley as Rowe takes it. And it's it. Well, I had a feeling that would happen. It's in from James Rowe, and Bromley have gone from being 2-1 up to 3-2 down, and very, very little time left here. And you think with the lack of threat we have provided in this half, unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to be for us this afternoon.
Unfortunately, Matt, unlike previous weeks where you've declared the game's over and then we've staged a miraculous comeback, it wasn't to be.
Yeah, third time unlucky this week. I think definitely no curse of the commentator. A tough afternoon, really. Played very, very well for the latter part of the first half. And in truth, could have been a few goals up at half time. Unfortunately, that just didn't feed into the second half, and we just weren't able to go ahead and pull it back at the end.
Yeah, I think frustration was the overriding emotion, especially in that second half. And you can really tell that on Neil's voice after the game, and that's coming up now.
Neil, after being or going into half-time 2-1 up, a disappointing second half.
Really disappointing. To go a goal behind was disappointing, and to get the two goals and come back, and I thought we looked comfortable. I thought we had and created enough chances to have gone a couple of goals up before half-time. Then come out, looks okay, and then a mistake, a slip, whatever you want to call it, gives them the second goal, 2-2. Then we went on the back foot, and I think that's when you need your characters. And you know, in the last 5 minutes or whatever it was to give the free kick away, you could see it happening. But then we had chances at the other end. So it's a frustration of some really, really good things we're getting punished for, a couple of bad mistakes.
And obviously it was a late goal, the winner for Aldershot. We've scored a lot of goals ourselves late on recently. The players must be hurting after that.
Yeah, we all are. You know, on Tuesday, you know, I hold my hands up. I don't think we deserved anything. Today I thought we did. I thought to come away from here with nothing isn't what the boys deserved. They put a shift in, they worked. It's just two mistakes. You know, the first goal, we'd warned them about Rendell coming on the far post. He gets a free header. You know, and obviously the second goal, all he's got to do is clear his lines, Mark, and he's learnt the hard way that if you don't do that, you know, you get punished at this level. You know, lower down, you might get away with it, but definitely not at this level when you've got someone like Dan Holman playing up front.
And obviously it's a week's break now to our next game, home to Salford next Saturday.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll have Omar back, we'll have Jack Holland back, Mekki will be a week fitter, Carl De Silva, so we'll have a lot of people back, and you know, we're going to all need to work hard, get together and drive us forward. It's a cracking game to play at home against the Salford side that have obviously got the budget they've got, but you know, we'll make no mistakes, we're looking to get a win on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Clearly a disappointed Neil Smith there. Obviously, as Neil referred to, up next is Salford. We're going to come on to that later on in the show. In the meantime, last weekend also marked the relaunch of our Saturday morning soccer school. Myself and Matt were very pleased to be a part of that. We had, how many kids did we have? 113?
114, 113.
Yeah, which is fantastic, yeah. For the first week back. And Matt, you got some more information on how well it went and what's planned for the future?
Well, like you say, Jeff, what a first week back it was. Absolutely fantastic turnout from everybody, and thank you to everyone who came. We're delighted really to be bringing out our youth coaches into this, and it was fantastic to see everyone Bromley'd up. Plenty of Bromley shirts out there as well, and obviously the whole idea of what we're doing with this is to a gentle introduction to football and to eventually feed these children through to our youth teams, which are a big success.
Obviously on that front, people may not know, previously Saturday morning soccer school's been going, oh, it must be 6, 7, 8 years probably, and more recently obviously we sort of with everything else that was growing and other priorities and other things that were happening around the club, we sort of outsourced it slightly with regards to the coaching, etc. And so we've sort of taken everything back in-house now. And obviously the managers who were coaching the youth teams during the week and on a Sunday, they're now heavily involved in actually leading the sessions, which is great to see. The, you know, Bromley people all in Bromley tracksuits. And yeah, obviously they're the managers that are going to potentially be taking on the kids that are good enough to play for teams or want to play for teams, because obviously, yes, there's elite teams, etc., but also there's a football for all age groups, everything. So it's all coming together quite nicely in that sense.
It is, yeah. And I think if you watch the session, it was thoroughly engaging. It wasn't like the first one at all. It was really smooth. It ran fantastically well. We got some great photos and everything from it as well. And the feedback as well was really, really nice at the end. You know, as you've got parents going out, you know, I think we even got a little shout,
yeah,
didn't we?
Yeah, well, apart from the fact you went, who are the two boys that are signing on reception? They're really nice. Well, that's a bit...
Boys.
Boys anyway. But I think they're going to mix it up. We're going to have some guest coaches, hopefully, in coming weeks. So Alan Dunn, Neil,
absolutely,
some of the players.
Yeah,
let's hope,
yeah,
to try and mix it up. And then, obviously, we've also got half-term coming up.
We do, yes. Yeah. So we've got the half-term soccer camp coming up. After our really successful summer soccer camps, we're delighted to have the coaches back for the October one. So if you are interested in booking your child in for this, there's more information on our website. It's going to run all throughout the October half term, Monday to Friday, 9 till 3.
And James is going to pick us up on the academy, youth academy now, is it? Academy,
yeah,
sorry.
So it's the first full week of actual league matches, and the five academy Ravensbourne teams in action. And there are two losses for sides away at Morpeton's Noakes and Gravesden Grammar School. But then there's three really impressive wins. So there was a 6-0 away win at Charlton Athletic Trust, a 4-0 win against the Halley Academy, and there was a really impressive 5-0 home win here on the stadium pitch against Whiteleaf.
Fantastic. I know a lot of people have been asking about academy games, when they take place and everything like that. We are going to try and get some form of schedule across to people. Obviously, they tend to be on Wednesday afternoons. The times can vary. Obviously, we have a food, tea and coffee outlet open, etc. So we'll try and get them on the website as soon as possible. So that's a roundup of the community and the academy. Back to first team affairs. Obviously, Neil's been without a number of sort of key players in this early part of the season. Adam Mecky, obviously being one of the biggest. And I think, Matt, you managed to catch up with him during the week.
Adam Mecky, thank you for joining us. You have now recovered from your injury. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's been a long time. It was obviously disappointing to get the injury just before the start of the season, but obviously I've been out for a period of time. And yeah, it's just good to be back, get my boots on and get back on the pitch, really, and be back out with the boys.
Must be really hard watching it from the sidelines, knowing you can't go on and have an impact.
Yeah, I mean, I think sat on the side when you're watching the game, I think you get involved in the emotions of the game and maybe perhaps so more, because obviously you're more frustrated that you can't go out there and help and do what you can. So obviously when you win, it's a great feeling, but obviously when you lose as well and you're sat there, you just almost take it a bit worse than perhaps if you'd played, because obviously you can't do anything about it. So yeah, it's a roller coaster, but seeing sat on the side, especially with supporting Bromley, it's always hard work.
It is a roller coaster, isn't it? That's right. You have made your comeback, as you said, in the last couple of games. How does it feel to be back, and how do you feel personally?
Yeah, obviously the manager's been bringing me back in slowly, getting me minutes here and there, and obviously the more I'm training, the closer I am to being fully fit. So but yeah, as I said, it's now a case of just, you know, the injury's all right, the knee's all right, so it's just a case of now building up the minutes and building up my fitness till I'm back out there and I'm hopefully doing what I do best.
Obviously making your return against Barnet initially, great reception from the fans as well.
Yeah, really good. There was a few nice little tweets and stuff like that. So yeah, it's always nice to hear, and it sort of adds to the emotion of coming back. You work so hard, and you have obviously you just see the boys day to day, and you're in the gym and whatnot. And then that moment when you get back out on the pitch and you get a nice reception. So yeah, it's really good.
And what's your opinions on George Porter?
George Porter is hard work. He's really hard work. He's just so chirpy. Nah, he's a great guy. One of my close pals within the team. So yeah, he's always bubbly and always one of the loudest. Anyway, to put it politely.
Adam, thanks for joining us and best of luck for the game.
Thank you very much.
Mecky sounded in good spirits, which is always great to hear. Obviously, had a made an impact in the brief appearances he's made so far. And obviously, George Porter back in there, always in good spirits as ever.
Yeah, he's a character, isn't he, George? And to be fair to both of them, they're very, very important characters in the dressing room. Laughers and jokers on the face of it, but really, really hard workers. And like you say, Jeff, he has made an impact. And both of his sub appearances actually coming against former teams as well. So he's working his way back to fitness. And James is going to be such a valuable asset, isn't he?
Absolutely. And it's great to have him back in the team. We saw what sort of stuff he brings to the match on Saturday at Aldershot. Unfortunately, we had Roger Johnson go off early in that match. And we keep the interviews going here as we spoke to him early on this week.
Roger, you obviously extended your future with us in the summer. Is it good to be still with us?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, enjoying it. I enjoyed last season, so that was big in me staying. I mean, at my age, I want to enjoy my football, and was welcomed with open arms, really, with the staff and the boys. So it was an easier decision than it was to originally come. But after being here, it was sort of a no-brainer for me.
And obviously lots of young players as well looking up to you. Must be great for you to pass your vast experience on to them.
Yeah, it's good. I enjoy it. The boys, we all get on, and they've accepted me into the group very well. Like you said, Jeff, I can help the boys, the young ones, if they ask me questions and give some of my experiences over to them, then that's a good thing.
And obviously a few new players coming in over summer as well, particularly some defensive partners for you in Mark Anthony, Jake Goodman and Toby Adebayo-Rowling. How have you found them?
Yeah, good. Obviously Jake certainly played in this league, and Toby and Mark are adapting to this level now. It's good. I always believe in competition for places is healthy. Not a lot of players say they like it, but I think it's good, because if you're in the team, you want someone knocking the door to try and get you out of the team, and likewise, if you're not in the team, you're trying to do everything you can to get yourself into the team. So competition for places is good. Like you said, we've added that a fair few defenders now, so it is exactly that. It's competition. If you're not doing it, you find yourself watching.
And obviously you're very experienced as captain. You've stepped into that role for Bromley recently. How have you found it?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, obviously Jack is the club captain. The gaffer's asked me to do it. Well, Jack's not available. Because I'm the oldest player probably with the most experience, or definitely with the most experience, the gaffer sort of chose me out of the bunch. And I enjoy it, but I don't need to wear the armband to be the skipper. I still shout and holler as if I wasn't wearing it. But it's nice that the gaffer's given me that. And when Jack gets back, I will happily put it back on his arm for him.
And obviously we host Salford City this week. Going to be a tough game. They come into this league with a lot of weight on their shoulders, a lot of expectation.
Yeah, they're the ones apparently that are going to go on and tear the league up. But they found it difficult themselves. They've not probably hit the points everyone thought that they would get. But this league is crazy. Everyone beats everyone. No one's going to run away with it. It'll be another close one like last season. We've just come off the back of a good spell, but let ourselves down the last two games. So we need to get on another little run now, and put some solid performances in, and get sort of back-to-back wins, 3, 4, 5, 6 wins, and shoot ourselves up the top of the league. Because I think, based on what we've got here, we shouldn't be where we are.
Roger, thank you, and best of luck for the game.
All right.
Always great to hear from Roger there. Obviously, next up is Salford City this Saturday, the class of 92 Salford City, obviously visiting Hayes Lane. It's going to be another tough test, Matt.
It is indeed. Obviously, a very high-profile side coming into this league, having won the National League North last year. Lots of expectation on them as well this season. Obviously, brought in a number of high-profile players from higher clubs. They had a bit of an indifferent start to the season, but they're now in the playoff places in sixth place. And James, you've got a resident expert on them.
Yeah. We'll hand over now to Will Moorcroft.
Hi guys, thanks for having me on. I'm Will Moorcroft, I'm the club's commentator and also media and communications officer. I think if we take a look back at the start of the season, a lot of fans, everyone around the club, I think everyone's very happy that we're in the playoffs after 10 games. I think for any club who comes up into a new league to have had such a good start, is definitely a very good thing. And you look at Harrogate as well, they've done phenomenally since coming up. So, you know, I think we're in touch still. We're only a few points off top, but a playoff place is certainly very appeasable to a lot of fans and the club. Obviously, we had the opening day draw against Leyton Orient, which was always going to be a big game, with all the hype around the club. It was on TV, it's the early kickoff, it's against Leyton Orient, who are a huge club. A couple of people might have been a bit worried after the back-to-back defeats away at Gateshead and away at Sutton, but I think since then the story really tells itself. 7 games unbeaten, we're in a really good run of form, finding our feet, I'd say, quite nicely. Adam Rooney's been a big part of that. 7 goals in 10 games. That's what he was brought in to do, to score goals. But there are threats elsewhere. You know, we've got a nice, well-balanced squad, I'd say. Got Danny Whitehead, who won the league last year with Mac. You've got Lois Maynard, who's been here with Tranmere, been here with FC Halifax Town. Obviously, Nathan Pond at the back, he's made a huge difference as well since coming in for the last 7 games. It's maybe no coincidence that since he came in, we are unbeaten. So we're looking forward to a good game coming down to Bromley for the first time. And hopefully we'll get that.
Big thanks to Will there from Salford City. No doubt going to be a fantastic game on Saturday. Don't forget, for those of you that are attending, it's cheaper to buy your tickets in advance from the website, www.bromleyfc.co.uk. Big thank you to everybody who's doing that so far. I think we had the record numbers do it for the last game, actually purchased online, which is fantastic. Makes everything a lot easier and smoother. I think we had, what do we have, almost 1,600 people inside the ground. I don't think anybody was left queuing at kickoff. It must have been attending to work a lot better than we've anticipated. So thank you very much for everyone who's doing that. A bit further afield now, looking ahead, November, is it? November we head to Chesterfield on a Tuesday night. Not the easiest of games to get to, all things considered, with work, etc. However, Matt, I believe, supporter Jamie Thomas is attempting to organise an unofficial supporters coach.
Yeah, so as you say, Jeff, it's actually Tuesday the 27th of November, and obviously is an evening kickoff. Quite difficult to get to, but what a game, obviously, Chesterfield having just come down. Yeah, Jamie Thomas on Twitter, at 666 Jamie Thomas, is trying to organise a fans coach for the evening. So if that's something you'll be interested in, it'll be great if you can get in touch with him, as he is obviously trying to find out numbers at the moment. So as I say, he's on Twitter, at 666 Jamie Thomas, or his email address is thomas.jw@outlook.com. My voice went out there.
Fantastic. Obviously, a bit closer to home, Dave Roberts is obviously attempting to fund his new book. I think we've given it a shout out before. Hopefully, you guys have seen it, details on the website. But if not, James, how can people get involved?
So this is Dave Roberts' 5th book. It's called The Long, Long Road to Wembley. And he's using crowdfunding to publish his book. And he's actually said in a recent newspaper article that, having chosen the Unbound crowdfunding model, time is split evenly between writing, daytime TV, and begging people for money. The latter is something I'm finding really awkward. So we're just trying to help Dave in his process to doing that. And you can head to www.unbound.com/books/BromleyFC to help him in covering those publishing costs.
Fantastic. Part of the funding, can't you bid to have fish and chips with him at a football game or something like that?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that'll be a really interesting afternoon, obviously, Dave, with his many years of experience in supporting Bromley, and lots of stories to tell. So aside from the fish and chips, which I'm a big fan of, I think that'll be a very entertaining afternoon.
Brilliant. In last week's attempts to get a podcast out on time for the sixth row, or late on time for the sixth week in a row, we completely forgot to ask a question to everybody who listens, subscribes and downloads. Believe it or not, people actually do listen to this, Matt.
I know. Biggest belief, isn't it?
So this week, we thought we'd come up with an easy one, and that is, we're asking supporters and listeners to let us know what was your first Bromley FC game. Bit of background to it, why you came, who made you came. I think it'd be great to hear everybody's stories. No doubt everyone's got a unique story, Matt. I don't know what yours is.
Yeah, mine, I followed Bromley sort of online for a while, and eventually some family friends invited me down
It was a 3-1 home defeat to Eastbourne in December 2011, so relatively new compared to a lot of other people. But it was not the best of performances, shall we say. Salifu Ibrahima scored.
Salifu, what a player.
What a man. What a man. Brilliant. And yeah, you know, despite the scoreline and the result, there was just something about the place, and I kept wanting to come back. And then I was a week in, week out supporter after that.
Wonderful. So me and James will save ours till next week. But James, how can fans get involved?
Usual network, so you can tweet us on Twitter at Bromley FC. You can comment on the post that will eventually get out on Facebook, and also you can email podcast@bromleyfc.co.uk.
Brilliant. It'd be great to have as many responses as possible. I'm sure there's some fantastic and unique stories in there, and I'd love to know how many years I go back as well. I think that's about all we've got time for this week. Don't forget Salford City at home this Saturday. Get your friends, get your family, get as many people down to Hayes Lane as possible. It's going to be a fantastic atmosphere. I believe Palace are away, so if you've got any Palace mates, make sure they come down. They get a reduced ticket as well, as one off on the website. I think Millwall have got some sort of small game against Leeds or something. That's not really much of a showcase, so it'd be great to see as many people down Hayes Lane as possible. All the details on the website, www.bromleyfc.co.uk. Thanks again, thanks from me, thanks from Matt,
thank you,
and thanks from James,
thank you,
and we'll be back again next week. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.